She a bad mama jumper. She a bougie chick, and she bad. She keep her hair and nails burned while you might. She a bougie chick, and she bad. She keep her hair and nails done. Why you mad?
Hey, my queen and moms, it's Chrissy, and I am back with another dose of MQ Mommy Motivation for you ladies. This podcast is all about motivating moms to be the best you that you can be. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Breaker, Google Play, Anchor, and all other platforms. All right, my beautiful queens. So we are now at our final step on overcoming your lack of motivation, and that is staying in action. We have found our grace. We learn to take action daily. We've mastered lifting our spirit, and we learn to celebrate our own success. And once we as moms learn how to do all those things, we have to now learn how to stay in action. We have to now train ourselves to be consistent. Motion creates emotion. I want to say that one more time. Motion creates emotion. Whenever you feel down and you have no motivation to do anything, you just stuck, you in the slums, when you feel that certain way, it shows. Think about all the sad things that happen to you, and then you study your own psychology. How are you breathing? Is your shoulders slumped, or are you sitting up, you know, straight, your posture good? You know, what about your facial expressions? Or when you're speaking, how are you using your hands? What's your hand movement like? You know, do you look up at someone when you're speaking to them? Do you look them in their eyes, or are you looking down? When you are in a sad state, your psychology will stay a certain way. If you're feeling good and energetic, your psychology will be in a certain way as well. For most people, when they feel great and they feel motivated, their breathing will be a little faster. Their hand gesture will be a little more active. You know, they may talk a little faster. Their eyes may look a certain way. You know, you can tell by that person's demeanor what type of mood they're in. You can tell straight from the face whether someone is upset or happy. And when you change your psychology, you'll change your state of mind as well. If you don't want to continue to stay in that lousy state that is not helpful, try to notice your own psychology, study it, acknowledge it, and change it accordingly. You know, the other day, my friends and I, we were sitting around, we were having some wine, doing a little girl talk, and we were just talking. We were just explaining how exhausted we felt, how, you know, just mentally drained we felt. And we all literally agreed that it's the energy of the universe. It's reflecting on how we move, how we think, how we, you know, how we motivate ourselves on a daily basis in life. This year has been draining for us all. We went from shutting down completely, from changing our entire schedule in the blink of a second, homeschooling our kids because of COVID-19, to now we're fighting for equality that our African American community deserves. So yes, we get it. I get it. These things are draining. These changes, they're drastic for all of us. But if you're wondering how to meet all those demands that you face, know that this same feeling was expressed by another mother who was asked to share the concerns that are on her heart. Equally reassuring is that every mom wants you to know that you do not need to feel like you have to get it all done. You do not have to feel like everything is your responsibility. You don't have to feel that other people's responsibilities or the world's responsibilities are your responsibilities. Us as moms, we want you to give yourself the grace to accomplish some things while letting other things go. In the overall picture of life, if the things you do that will be the most important, but the impact you make on the world around you, which includes the hearts and the lives of your children, try gaining a new perspective, establishing some anchor points to cling to, creating a beautiful space for yourself, and finding someone who can offer just a little bit of help. You don't have to do it all. We as moms, I give you permission to ask for help when needed. Goal setting can create wonders and help you thrive as a mom. Those negative Nelly thoughts of, am I just a mom? Let them go out the window. You're not just a mom. I want you from this day forward to understand from the bottom of my heart and from mother to mother, you are more than just a mom. Motherhood is just one role you play as a woman, and you must have personal goals for yourself. Love the life you have while you create the life of your dreams. Love the life you have while you create the life of your dreams. Enjoy your life. Do what makes you feel amazingly beautiful. And let me explain why. You know, many people think, well, I'm a mom, so my choice to be, you know, is just blue. I'm just a mom. And let me be the first to tell you, unless your ultimate dream was to grow up and get married and have the kids, then yeah, you reached your goal. You did your thing, sis. Go ahead, you got that. But if you're listening to my podcast, this is more than that. More than likely, that ain't the case. Your goal is higher than what you are aiming for. My goal is to motivate moms to be the best woman they can be. Typically, people like me and you are ambitious, and we have burning desire to create and do something. We need this outlet or a sense of accomplishment. Goals are healthy. They keep your person alive. They keep you alive. They keep you going. They keep you confident. You are a person. You have dreams. You have goals. You have aspirations to accomplish the things that you never thought you would accomplish a day in your life. Those don't go out the window just because you're a mom. Yes, I get it. Your primary goal is to be home with your kids and raise them. Yes, you are a homemaker and is very involved, but you are still an individual. You are still human. You had an identity before those kids. You have certain things you wanted before those kids, before that man, before the husband and the family. If you snuff that woman enough, she will feel lost. She will feel depressed. She will feel unhappy and have a never-ending longing feeling for more. Here is nothing like the boost of confidence and motivation when you reach personal goals. Keep setting them goals. Even if it's just the small, even if you think it's just the smallest goal, set them and accomplish them. Being a mom has its ups and downs, and after 10 years, I can say the hard days will come. They will come. And sis, remember, they will go. But it's the most rewarding thing. I missed out on my oldest daughter's time when I was stressed out and an unmotivated mama, and I couldn't get things right. I couldn't wrap my head around certain things. Now, being a mom, I have the opportunity with my last baby and then my other two babies. I have that motivation, that confidence, and that passion to be a dope-ass mama, plus some more. So remember you, sis. Remember you. Out of everything, you gotta stay in action. You gotta stay on you. Put your foot on your own neck and get shit done. Period. You have to get shit done. I promise you, sis. Once you start applying all of this to your life, you will get things. You will just feel so much better, so much relaxed. You need that confidence, that love, that support. And if you're not getting it from the outside world, sis, give it to yourself. Give it to yourself. And you got this, because I'm here with you. You hear me? I'm here with you.
Queens, that is a wrap. Tune in next Monday for all the mommy motivation your heart's desire. Thank you, my queen and sisters, for tuning in to MQ Mommy Motivation Podcast. Don't forget to follow me on IG at Chrissy_Alexandra and at Mothers Queenin'. And don't forget to join us on Facebook, Mothers Queenin'. I'm outie.